Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show that's for you. You work so hard for that money and you want your money to start working harder for you right now. You're sick and tired of waiting for that 30 or 40 year time frame because you want prosperity and freedom today. That is what it means to be free. But guys, it's not just about getting your money working harder so you don't have to keep working so hard for that money. It's not just about getting rich. It's about living a rich life because as you're blessed financially, you have a greater capacity to bless more people's lives. And that is exactly why this show exists today. That's the ripple effect I'm here to create for you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for sharing. And thank you for being a rippler. Thank you for being somebody who has that kind of integrity and somebody who wants something more than just to pay bills and die. That is why you're here today. Thank you so much for being a part of this. Speaking of which, if you don't want to just pay bills and die, I also recommend if you haven't done so already and you want to know how much passive income you could create in the next 12 months, go to moneyripples.com. Take our passive income calculator, find out what your number is, find out how much you could actually be creating. The number might surprise you. It might not be great. It might be awesome, but it's definitely worth a look to see how you can actually change your life right now. So check that out.
Hey, how amazing would it be if you could create monthly cash flow, passive income from making at least double digit returns on your money? And get this, it's only $1,000 or more that you need to invest. Guys, that's exactly what Secured Investment Corp does. They actually do short-term lending to real estate investors that's backed by real estate that you can actually return double-digit returns on. That means 10% or better. It's also IRA friendly, and you can even reinvest those monthly distributions to create compound interest on your money too. If you want to learn more about that, go check out securedinvestmentcorp.com. That's secured, S-E-C-U-R-E-D, investmentcorp.com.
Okay, guys, I'm going to talk about a subject that I think is pretty important. And this actually comes from two articles, both about late July, that came out with recent numbers about retirement savings. Because the question you have to be asking yourself, and maybe you've asked this, is, am I on track? Do I have hope? Do I have the ability that I have enough money, or will I have enough money that I actually have time to enjoy my life, or even that time freedom while I'm younger, right? What can I actually do? Is it possible? And the numbers, the statistics that are coming out are a little bit frightening right now. It's pretty scary. So I want to talk about that, but hang in there because at the end, there's going to be hope. But just know, I'm going to give you the answer. I'm going to give you another solution. Heck, if you've been on the show long enough, or you've been listening and binging long enough, you already know the solution's there, right? But I want to address the reality of what's going on with people's retirement plans, even those that are saving for retirement right now, and what's really going on, especially understanding the psyche that you might be dealing with too. By the way, if you're watching this on YouTube, I recommend put a comment here. Tell us how you're feeling about your own retirement, whether you fall in this category that we're going to talk about here or not. Especially going to talk about some of us Gen Xers, like my generation, and what's going on with us, because we tend to be the ones forgotten. Everybody talks about boomers. Everybody talks about millennials. The Xers, everybody's like, they're tiny. They're a tiny little group. We're going to talk about them today too. Let's go to this first article right here. This article found on Yahoo Finance is called Ready or Not, Generation X Faces Bleak Retirement Horizon. Sounds awesome, doesn't it? It's interesting that the finance knows me enough to know that I like to read these articles. It's talking about the typical Gen X household only has 40,000 retirement savings, and those savings are concentrated among the top earners. This is what's interesting, guys. I talk a lot about the average, but this has something additional that's very important, right? This is coming from the National Institute of Retirement Security. These are not my numbers, obviously. This is independent study. Now, notice here, this actually separates us by our demographics here, specifically our race. You can see that obviously white and Asian are leading there. Shout out to our Asian clients because we have a lot of you out there. Notice that the dark blue is the average balance. It says the mean. Now, this is going back to my statistics class in college. The mean is your average. The average balance among everybody is actually quite a bit higher than what's called the median. The median is the green here, the dark green. That's actually the middle number. Notice these numbers are hugely different. Here's the thing, like average is this. Like, let's just say that you have three people. One person has $1 million in retirement account, another has 500,000, and then the other one has 50,000. That means between the three of them, it's $1.55 million. You'll say the average is roughly about 520,000. The median, the middle person, that third person, or that second person right in the middle, has 500,000. Now watch this, because they're about the same there. But what if the upper person was $1 million and then the lower two are lower? Maybe it was $1 million for one, 100,000 for the other, and then 100,000 for the third one too, right? Let's just say it's that. Well, that's 1.2 million total divided by three. It'll say the average retirement balance is 400,000, but the median person, the balance is only 100,000. That's what's happening here. Because notice, I mean, this is sad. I mean, with both Blacks and Hispanics here, the middle person that has right in the middle where there's, say, 3 million on one side, 3 million worse off than them. If you're Black, it's $1. That's it. $1. If you're Hispanic, they actually say that 2/3 of Hispanics actually have zero as a balance, which is why the median person is zero. The average is higher. Most people focus on the averages, but understand that most people, even among whites, it's still not an impressive number. It's way less. So this means that most people really have little to nothing in their accounts, while there's other people that have more. I wanted to dive deeper into this, and luckily this article actually kind of goes down the same line of thinking and questioning that I had. Asks here down in the article, says, why is Gen X so behind? They said, of course, one factor is that there's relatively few workers with access to them. They say only 14% of Gen Xers have traditional pension plans, while 55% have 401ks, plans through work. Just a little over half of us have access to that. It does say that there are some people that they're working part-time, that could be part of the issue there. Some of them, they did say in the article, they said, well, part of it's because 401ks didn't really come on the scene until after us Gen Xers entered the workforce. That's kind of true, kind of not. You could make that excuse for baby boomers too, who didn't have those retirement plans either. When they try to use that as Gen X problem, that's not totally a problem, because still it's been around for at least really 30 plus years that it's been more mainstream to have a 401k. But here's what's interesting. The average balance, like I said, was 148,000, while the median is 44,000. Now, but those that have employer-sponsored plans, the average is actually higher, 173, while the median comes at 50,000, a little bit better. Here's also what it says. Top earners, those that earn at least 76,000 a year, they had about 250,000 on average, while those with incomes under 44,000 basically had nothing. Well, no duh. If you don't have cash, of course, you're not going to have anything. This might seem like common sense. When you think about real life, it's true. But think about this. Many people think that they're on track. But I know there's a lot more people that say, I haven't started anything. And I know many of you reached out saying, I haven't started anything. I don't even have a retirement plan. I'm a business owner. I'd have to set up my own, or I'm just barely starting to make some money right now. Should I do my employer plan or not? Chris, I've heard from you, 401ks suck. And it's true, they do. What should I do, right? And that's fine. And it's okay, because not everybody that has a 401k plan should be doing a 401k plan. In fact, if you learn from us, you realize you probably don't want one anyways. It's very important to understand that many, many people, they're sold that they're going to be able to retire. And even if you took the group, the 55% that can sock money away into their plans, right? Even if you take that, even if you say, well, great, that means the average is around 250,000. Shouldn't they be fine, the Gen Xers? Not necessarily, guys, because of this reason right here. This is an article saying we have no idea how much we'll need for retirement. It's a survey that was taken. Now, they're saying that, of course, it's a guessing game. I could have told you that before. Most people are just saving and saving kind of mindlessly. And you've been kind of taught that, to set it and forget it, quote unquote, right? You've been taught to put money away. And the reason you're doing that is because you're probably scared. You're probably a little bit scared that either one, it's not going to be enough. And what does that mean for you? What does it say about you? And it's not even just about your financial situation. It's also about your own ego. It's about, well, is it going to be enough? I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it. I hope things will just somehow work out. I'm saving. Maybe it will be enough. Maybe not. Maybe the market will come around, because they tell me if I just keep putting money in here, it'll be fine. Keep getting reassured by financial advisors and experts. This is all going to work out. But as I've mentioned in many podcasts before, the proof is it hasn't worked out. That can swing you the other direction, saying, okay, well, I'll just continue a blind eye. I just hope this works. Please, please make it work. Maybe there'll be enough Social Security. Just so you know, in that Gen X article, most of us don't believe in Social Security, but we're latchkey kids. We were pretty much raising ourselves. We don't trust anybody to take care of us. But if you're a millennial, you actually expect people to take care of you. You want the government to help out and step in. Here's what they say. They say, based on median numbers here, estimate that they'll need 500,000 by the time in order to retire financially secure. I want to talk about that. You think a half million will be enough? Now, that's of all generations. I'll break down the generations a little bit because the older you get, the more reality sets in. 500,000, just so you know, financial advisors say you can only pull off 3% a year if you don't want to run out of money. That means you're living on 15,000 a year in retirement. How many of you can actually honestly live on 15,000? Now, I know there's many of you that have heard old dumb myths, and there's still dumb financial people out there teaching 4% rule. So you actually get 20,000 instead of 15. Still, 500,000 is not much. Now, it does say here, baby boomers, they actually think they need 750,000. Now, if they think it's 4%, they're thinking that they can live on 30,000 a year plus Social Security. But it's 3%. You're actually closer to 22,000 a year plus Social Security. Gen X millennials, like I said, it was 500,000. Gen Z estimates, I don't know where this number comes from, 250,000 is enough to live on. I don't know if they realize that money doesn't grow that fast. I don't know. I thought that was interesting. They say approximately 1 in 5 workers across generations estimate they'll need to save 2 million or more, including baby boomers. So they say that about a quarter of baby boomers, 22% of Gen X, 21% of millennials, and 17% of Gen Z believe they'll need to save 2 million. This is closer. 2 million is closer to what it is, because if it's 3%, that's 60,000 a year. If you believe in 4%, you thought it was 80,000 a year, but it's really 60,000 a year that you're going to be recommended to pull off of 2 million. The real question is this, is 2 million enough, especially after inflation? What will 2 million be worth down the road? What will 60,000 a year be worth down the road? Will it be enough? That's the big question, right? Now, here's the key thing. It says, now, how did they come up with these lofty figures? That says they apparently threw a dart. They said nearly half of workers said they guessed the amount they need to save for retirement. Really, they're just pulling numbers out of their butts. That's really what's happening here. Unfortunately, that's the reality. Again, I'm not judging this. I'm not saying that's bad. I'm just saying that the numbers that often people come up with that you hear from other people, they don't have any rhyme or reason behind it. And you just say, well, that number sounds good. I'm going to go with that. That doesn't work, guys. You got to be a little bit more intentional than that, especially if you're going to save in these cruddy retirement plans. You got to be very intentional. And you got to sock away a lot of money just to have even lower middle class lifestyle. Don't even worry about having an upper middle class or even a middle class lifestyle if you save in your 401k. It's not going to happen. It just can't happen by itself. And I know you probably won't like that. So you can put in a comment if you don't like it, because I don't care. So she said that's a big worry because retirement security is shaky enough and many workers are not taking it seriously, must have representation. Of course, those that guess their needs, it's been roughly almost half. They also say that many people, like I just said, prefer not to think about it. They say about 42% of workers agree with the statement, I prefer not to think about or concern myself with retirement investing until I get closer to my retirement date, including 13% who strongly agree, 29% who somewhat agree. Think about it, almost half just said, you know what? I'm not even going to worry about it. We'll kick that can down the road. Generation Z and millennials are more likely to agree with the statement. Gen X and boomers, less likely. Just so you know, Gen Z and millennials, it's about 50% or higher. The person that I was saying here, that's stunning. It's not really negotiable to prefer not to think about it. Estimating savings, retirement income needs, and goal setting serves as the basis for a future financial security. Again, but this is the thing. About 1 in 3 Gen Xers and over a quarter of baby boomers do not have any strategy for retirement. They talk about those that think about investing. Of course, we had that, those numbers come out. But those that usually have professional help, very little, right? And of course, who does blame you? Because how many financial advisors want to deal with very little cash? Not many. So you're kind of left to do this on your own. You're basically thrown out to the wolves is what's happening. Just so you know, another thing that you're worried about, outliving your savings. 45% say that they'll outlive their savings. Americans say there's a 45% chance they'll outlive their savings. Again, still guessing. 1/3 haven't taken any steps to address that. On average, Americans expect they should save $1.27 million. This is the Northwestern Mutual study I've mentioned before. $1.27 million for a comfortable retirement. They get that number. Same thing. They thought the 4% rule would give them $50,000 a year. But they said the troubling thing is they've only saved $89,000 or 7% of that. We're getting all this stuff. And this is just a study they've done with like 2,700 adults, 18 and over. Interesting thing here that I'm going to say, because they're going to, of course, tell you, you should either one, use a retirement calculator, go to retirement calculator online, and you can put in your numbers and find out how much you need to save. And or two, use a financial professional to help you run those numbers. Here's the problem with that. I was that financial professional. I was the advisor that was telling you, all right, let's put the numbers in here and see what you got to do. Problem is, even as a financial advisor, I couldn't make you any promises. I couldn't give you any guarantees. I didn't even want to give you conservative numbers, because if I gave you conservative numbers, you would be depressed. And this is true, because even with the people I was talking to, even early on in my career, a lot of them were young married couples like myself, just starting out. I'd say, well, here's what you got to start saving today for the next 40 years to retirement. Well, the problem is just it didn't look good if I didn't put at least 10 or 12% rates of return. It also didn't look good if I went over, well, really put any inflation in there at all. And then I would just tell them to try to pull out money and hopefully they made enough in retirement. I would assume that they would still make a lot of money in retirement. I'd say, well, look, you're still making 8% a year, even in, as a conservative number in retirement. And the truth is that 8% a year is actually high for the stock market. It's not that great. You can actually not do very well in the stock market. You might be able to make more short term, like what we saw in the 2010s. Now we move to the 2020s. It's not as great. It hasn't been as high as before. That's a problem because you get these unrealistic expectations. If you're a millennial right now, you've been saving. And even for some of you Zoomers, right? Those in the younger generation, you're just starting to enter the workforce. If you've seen some big market swings, you're thinking, yeah, I can make a lot of money in the market. But if you're like myself and as a Gen Xer or the boomers, we've seen Y2K. We've seen the Great Recession. Some of us even seen other recessions prior, like in the 90s, there was other recessions then. It affects your 401k balance. It affects what's going on. Oh, as promised, what do we do? Because I'll just tell you right now, you can't save enough. Let me show you why. So let's just assume you have 40 years to retirement, right? You start off from nothing, but you're going to save $10,000 a year. That's a pretty good sizable amount. I'm going to put the interest rate that you actually earn at 6.5%. Why do I say that? Because the truth is that if you're saving in a 401k, let's just say like Fidelity, Fidelity's mutual funds perform over 2.5% worse than the average. Well, just so you're aware, Fidelity, when they came out with these numbers, they're showing these target date retirement funds, which most millennials and Zoomers are actually using right now. The problem is that they've really been averaging a lot less. The stock market's been averaging for the last 30 years about 7.75%. It's gone up lately because this year's been good. Unfortunately, it's done about 2.75% worse on the 401k Fidelity funds, the target date funds you pick, meaning you make about 5% a year if that were the case. I'm going to put in 6.5% because I'm going to say that assuming you have a match will actually give you a little bit more. It won't give you a 100% return, just so you know, that's not possible. It doesn't work that way. Long term, it's more like 6.5. So I'm being pretty liberal here in my numbers, but I believe I'm also being conservative on the inflation rate. I put it 5%. Now, some of you might say, well, they say 2 or 3%. Guys, it's never been 2 or 3%. Ever since they took us off the dollar, they've been manipulating the numbers to show us a lower amount so that they don't have to raise Social Security benefits as high, letting Social Security last longer. We're already at the point where in the next presidential term, whoever's the next president's going to be, whether it's Biden again or somebody else, Social Security is going to be a big thing of debate because it's about to go bankrupt, about to start losing more money than it's making, significantly more. They got to make a change. What they've been doing to stretch out those numbers and kick the can down the road so that it's only now in the 2020s, it hadn't been earlier, like in the 2000s or 90s, is that they've been using a different inflation number that they report saying it's less. But in truth, inflation is almost about 6 or 7% higher. You're not convinced? Go check out shadowstats.com. There's some good stuff on that. Put in 5%. I think I'm being pretty conservative on that number while being liberal on the interest rate, just to play devil's advocate against my point of view. Look at your end balances. 1.87 million. You might say, well, that's not too bad, Chris. 3%? I mean, it's not quite 60,000 a year, but it's still in the 50s. That's not bad, right? But what is that after inflation? Inflation buying power is like 265,000. Well, you pull off 3% of that, guys, that means you're really living on $8,000 a year lifestyle. Notice you save 10,000 to live on 8,000 a year. This is why retirement plans don't work. And by the way, I can actually make this number higher. Let me just put in 8%. I'm going to be really liberal now. Look, we jumped up to 2.8 million, but after that, it's less than 400,000. 400,000 times 3%, 12,000 a year. Finally, you got a little bit more than that 10,000 you've been saving. This is why I tell people, whatever you're saving per year in your 401k plan, or even for your own retirement plan, it's even less. But whatever you're saving per year into your own retirement plan, that's about what you'll live on per year if you don't want to run out of money. There's an answer. There's hope. Requires you to do it differently. What if you did it differently? What if you instead earn more money? And I've shown other videos that show this, but just look at this example, right? You saved 100,000 bucks. You're supposed to live on 3%. That's 3,000 a year. But what if that 100,000 makes me 1% a month? What if that 100,000 makes me 12% a year? 1% a month means that my 100,000 makes me $1,000 a month, not 250 a month based on retirement planning, but 1,000 a month. I make quadruple the income with the same money. Do you want the answer to how to get out of that? You want it to be better? Stop worrying about saving in these dumb retirement plans anyways that they tell you've drastically undersaved. By the way, I'm sure there's a percentage like myself who is in this category that's not saving their 401k. My median 401k balance is zero. because I put zero in my 401k. I refuse to use them. Haven't used it since 2004 when I learned differently. Even as a financial advisor, I learned 401ks sucked. I haven't had one since 2004. I got that money out and I used it elsewhere. I invested it elsewhere. You can do the same thing. You have hope that you can take that freedom into your own hands today. Now, if you're working for an employer, you can't get your money out. If you're working an employer and they have a 401k plan, why put more money in there only to lock it up and not use it, to not make those returns, only to find out down the road it wasn't enough, just like everybody else. The baby boomers are at retirement age right now. They're there and they still don't feel they have enough. And even if you get over $1 million, which is way beyond the average, right? Even if you get to over $1 million, remember, there was another study I shared, 35% feel it will take a miracle for them to be able to retire. A miracle. A third of people with over $1 million in their retirement accounts think that's still not enough. Now, some of that's mental and emotional, but a lot of that's because they found out when they started meeting with financial advisors, because financial advisors pay attention when you have $1 million, they meet with them, they say, oh, well, you pull out 3% a year. And then just like Dan, who was on our podcast before, said, wait, I don't want to live on $30,000 a year. I want to do more. That's where you can do alternative investments where you buy real assets, not stock market that goes up and down and it causes your stress level to go up or down. And you wonder if the market goes down that year, you have to tap into your savings account instead so you don't run out of money faster. And you're just constantly worrying about whether you have enough. What if you didn't have to worry about that? What if you knew you still had enough money that you could do whatever the heck you want? You could travel in that RV across country, take months off at a time when nobody else is traveling. You can do it at a time when everybody else is in school and you get that freedom. What if you want to homeschool your kids and you want the freedom to do that same thing, to travel during the middle of the year, like what I do, like what we do with some of our kids, go and snowbird each winter, leave the winter, go somewhere warmer, experience something different when everybody else is in school trapped and they're trapped in their jobs. You don't have to be trapped in that situation day after day, week after week, month after month, and year after year. You can make changes now to create freedom and give you options to essentially be what we say work optional, right? You can work because you want to, not because you have to. But that requires you doing something different. That's why we talk about real estate investments. That's why we talk about like things with oil and gas, businesses, franchises, doing things in the self-storage space, apartment space. You can do things with raw land. There's all these kind of options that you can get into that have real backing to it. Real assets protects your money more, but it also provides income. You need that difference. The income is what's important. It's not about the money that you have in some retirement account. It's about what that money does for you to create income month after month, year after year. There is where you get that freedom. Guys, like I said at the beginning, check out our passive income calculator to see what you could be doing right now. But I'm also going to challenge you to do something more. Don't just keep educating yourself. I want you to educate yourself. But at a certain point, you got to ask yourself, when is enough enough? When am I willing to make a change in my life today? Guys, if that's the case, don't just do the calculator. Ask us questions. Ask us, see what we can do for you. You can reach out to us at moneyripples.com. Regardless, use this to empower you, not to be depressed, but this education is here to empower you to see that other path you could have taken that doesn't work, that choose your own adventure path that doesn't lead to financial freedom. We're seeing it right there in those two articles, and those studies will keep coming out. I've been saying this for years. These articles will come out more and more and more. And what do they say? They just say, oh, you haven't been planning well enough. You don't have professional help. That's not what you need, guys. You don't need a financial advisor to sell you more crap. You don't need a calculator to tell you what you're not going to make anyways, because you're just guessing with the numbers. You need something that can actually create income now, because that's all you can control is today. We don't know if you're going to be alive 30, 40 years from now. But right now, you can make a change in your life that impacts you, your family, and generations beyond you. It actually can allow you to be able to pass on legacy and wealth beyond yourself. You can actually be the one person in your family, the one person in your life, maybe among your own friends, the one person that makes a change that alters the course of your family's destiny. I challenge you to make that happen today. Go and make it a wonderful and prosperous week. See you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.